leaders, however, took an unexpected turn when President Trump made a remark referencing Japan's 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor while answering questions on U.S. strikes on Iran. Kay Fisher has been following the story for CNA from Washington, D.C., and she tells us more about that exchange.
This was a truly remarkable moment, really, really awkward. For decades, of course, American presidents have avoided speaking harshly about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. They've been eager to focus on deepening ties with Tokyo, which has been such a steadfast ally to the U.S. since World War II, but not so with President Trump, who broke that taboo at an otherwise congenial meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister. He kind of needled her about the attack. He was responding to a question about why Japan and other allies hadn't received advance notice of the US-Israeli assault on Iran. And he seemed to try to liken it to wanting an element of surprise, like the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
One thing you don't want to signal too much, you know, when we go in, we went in very hard and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right?
While the president was speaking, the prime minister kind of widened her eyes, seemed to take a deep breath, kept her arms crossed, and she didn't say anything. The remark, the latest example, really, of how Mr. Trump likes to kind of toss aside diplomatic norms. But analysts say it was a real shock, nonetheless, because none of his predecessors have ever spoken at length about Pearl Harbor in the presence of a Japanese leader, because there's been this really profound reconciliation process between the two countries. And of course, the purpose of this visit was to emphasize their shared vision in the face of Chinese aggression and really show that Japan and the United States are united, and to concentrate on that future and not their divisive past.